one of the experiments I just did, and I just finished up, nobody knows about it except for a few people, is I'd used the tapping on acupuncture points to what we did at what they call the Dallas Peace Project. We had over 1,000 people tapping at the same time.
Tapping
on acupuncture points with their fingers, with the intention that we're going to have peace and less crimes and all that kind of stuff in Dallas. The crime rates went down. As soon as we started getting huge numbers of people tapping, the numbers went down to over 25%. That's huge. And, we started this about 2 years ago.
And they were tapping on their own acupuncture points
right.
on their body?
Yes. Because what we have learned in science now is that the blocks are located in our body. We can change the blocks in our body by tapping. I could tell you tales. Let me give you another example. Sure. I went to, right after they did the Art Bell show, as a matter of fact, I was invited to Carson City to talk about the quantum. And I just started tapping at that point, the tapping procedure. What I call it is quantum tapping, but really it's EFT, emotional freedom technique. Everything I do is based on that. I love that technique, and I love the people involved with it. And I love the ideas that are coming forth. The thinking is that I think that EFT is a conduit to the quantum field. That's why I did the Dallas Peace Project. But let me start from scratch here and go back a little second. When I first started tapping, I went to Carson City, and this is the first time I ever brought somebody up from the audience because I realized it was working better than anything I'd ever seen before. And somebody from the audience got up and said they had arthritis. I said, okay, well, do you want to see if we can work on it? I said, and he said, yeah. He came up to the front. He said he couldn't sleep the last 3 days because the pain was so bad. So I tapped on his arthritis, and then I asked if he wanted to cure it permanently. He said, yes, I'll do anything. So I said, well, tell me something about your childhood that may be related to pain. Maybe we can cure it. He said, well, his dad used to make fun of him every time he cried. So I tapped on this old childhood memory.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what happened? The pain went away.
Yeah.
Not only that, the pain went off from his whole body. In fact, he said he had 7 different points that all went away right after lunch. Then I come back next year, and his wife said he's still pain-free. This is arthritis. You're not supposed to be healed from arthritis. I get this all the time. I've had 500 people. I've done 500 public demonstrations of this technology. And it blows my mind. When I see it done.
Are you getting the kind of media exposure other than programs like this that you should be getting?
No, we're not. And I'm a scientist, so when I say it blows my mind, it really does blow my mind. It doesn't make any sense what I've seen happen. Autoimmune disease completely gone. I had a lady that with one of my classes in Overland Park. She had heart arrhythmia. They were going to operate on it. She started tapping, and then she did some meditation, and she tapped, and boom, it went away.
That is amazing.
Now, I should mention this. This is different than acupuncture because with acupuncture, you are using the points, but you're not using psychology along with it.
Is it faith healing?
In a way, but again, it's not faith healing because we're using acupuncture. We're tapping on the points along with it.
Right. And are you tapping with just your finger or do you have little needles?
No, I tap with fingers.
Huh,
well, are you kidding? Nobody want to do it with that needle.
No, I don't want to do it with a needle.
Yeah, right. So and here's the weird thing about it. It makes sense though because here we have to digress here. If all of our brain development happened when we're kids, then let's say we didn't get the love we needed. What's going to happen? The brain pathways are going to be developed in our brain that we're not good enough or whatever. Because a lot of times kids weren't given hugs